Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, this does work. I just need it higher. Okay, so last time we started talking about this idea of virtual memory. This is a scheme for having our programs use different addresses than the real addresses on the machine. To make this happen, we set up a mapping from the program addresses that we call virtual addresses to the real addresses on the machine, which we call physical addresses. As part of this process, in the virtual memory scheme, we divide up our addresses, either the virtual ones or the physical ones, into these fixed size units we call pages. And those are always going to be a power of 2 size, so they're going to be some 2 to the x bytes in size, where x is some integer. And when we do this, to figure out what page we're in, we can split our address into a page number and an x bit, page byte offset. I wrote byte offset because the offset's in bytes, but it's a x bits one. And why x bits? Because if we have 2 to the x things, how many bits do we need to know which of those? We need x of them. And this is very convenient because in both software and hardware, when we want to take an address and figure out the page number, which of those big units it's from, we can just extract those bits. We want to figure out where within which of those units to look, we can just extract the lower bits, the page offset. And our operating system needs to specify, once we split up our addresses into these big chunks, which chunk in the virtual addresses maps to which chunk in the physical addresses. And our scheme for doing this is a table where our row number in the table is the virtual page number. That is the page number from the virtual address, those first bits of the virtual address. And the data in each row tells us 2 things. So one, we have a valid bit that tells us, is there any mapping at all? If there's not, when the program accesses that, it's going to trigger an exception, and the OS gets to decide what to do about that. For example, maybe it would crash the program. And if it is valid, then we want to know what physical address does it go to. So the operating system in that case will specify a physical page number, the page number to put in the physical address. Now, we mentioned addresses have a page number and a page offset, so we've determined the page number part of the real, the physical address. We still need a page offset. To get that, we'll just copy it from the original virtual address, the one the program specified. The lower bits will remain unchanged. And our hardware is going to do this process every time we're running any instruction. And that's going to be a feature of our hardware. As for how is the table going to be set up, that's something the operating system is going to do. And it's going to change which table is active when it switches between different processes. And that's how different processes have different memory available to them. So questions about these things we covered last time? Okay, so a brief logistic note. If you've looked at the schedule, I moved a whole bunch of things around for the rest of the semester on the schedule. This is mainly because I realized we're probably not getting to what we had originally planned as next week's lab. And so I moved topics around to make sure I'm very careful about covering topics before they're needed in assignments. And also, so hopefully we have less stuff happening around the Thanksgiving break, which probably I will like at that time. But it means that there might be some cases where the delay between when we cover something in lecture and when the lab and homework's on that R is a bit longer than I'd usually like. But on the plus side, it makes sure we'll have those things covered ahead of time. You shouldn't have that problems with that. And it's probably a little better at keeping kind of related topics together. And related to that, I'll make my final decision after I figure out where we end lecture today, but I'm guessing we won't have lab next week. We'll see exactly where we are. Either we won't have lab next week or the week after, I'll figure out which one depending on where we are in lecture. So, some anonymous feedback. So, complaints that quiz 4, people found the wording very confusing because the question was asked, primarily because the question was asking about what do we need to do to allow us to use chmod permissions in this way, but it wasn't specified, it was only specifying sort of one of many steps needed for that. So I wish, yes, I had written the question a little better to suggest this. I don't agree that it had no correct answer because there's a none of the above. It's hard to have a question with none of the above explain, not have a correct answer. And we'll get to, there's a lot of them which should get credit when our graders get to it, which probably is more this weekend because they're students who have classes during the week. And I think the most common misunderstandings on this question are kind of not really issues with interpreting the question, based on sort of the comments I see on answers that are not correct. So I'm not like really inclined to say, you know, I should just give credit for everyone who didn't answer one of the options we marked as correct. There are some I might think about. So some people had answers where they thought the owner of the file was not controllable. I might need to think about if that's something I need to think about partial credit for, but other than that, there's a lot of misunderstandings which were like not accounting for owner permissions existing, or thinking that because we've had this ACL, that means now you can't run any programs because we've set some files to not let you run them, which is kind of a misunderstanding of like sort of what the chmod permissions are. And also, with chmod permissions, if we wanted to stop you from running any programs, we can do that. Like, we could imitate that effect if you thought that was what's happening in this case. Okay, so, second piece of anonymous feedback. What is an offset, and what does it do? So, another way of explaining this is that we can say we're taking our addresses, and we're dividing it up into a number, page number, which is kind of an index, and an offset. And going back to kind of the original analogy based on which these things are named, you can kind of think of a page number as the page number in a book. And the offset is like what line, what word of that book. And the question is like, why do we have these offsets? Why don't we just, you know, just have numbers? And it's because we kind of have a disagreement about what scale to do things at. When we're constructing sort of the setup for how do I want a program's memory to look, we want to work in big units. We don't want to deal with little details. So we have pages to do that. So we want to work in pages. But the programs, they don't want to work on whole pages at a time. They want to work on like bytes, and integers. And so, since we have this disagreement in scale, we have these sort of numbers that give us our big units, but we have to subdivide them with this offset. Some questions about page offsets. Okay, another piece of feedback asking about a piece of the reading. So the reading says that, wait, when we're doing page tables, the operating system tracks this other thing we call segments. So the operating system has its own notion of what's in the program's memory called segments. And it uses this to fill in the page table entries. So that makes sense, right? The operating system says, oh, the program has a stack here. I'm going to fill in page table entries so it has memory for the stack. So that part made sense to the person asking this question. But that, there's another statement here that it uses it to react to hardware-generated page-related faults. So what does that sort of mean? And what's happening here is the reading and our lecture are covering these topics in a little bit of a different order. So we're going to get explicitly to talking about sort of exceptions and how they relate to page tables later. But faults are a kind of exception. And one of the kinds of exceptions we mentioned is an out-of-bounds memory access triggers an exception. And the operating system is going to figure out what to do about that by looking at where is the out-of-bounds memory access, and probably not looking at the page tables, but looking at its own information about what does the program have around this address. And it's going to use that to decide how to respond to the faults. And as we'll talk about in more detail later, it turns out that the operating system can do things other than crash the program. It can fix up the page table and go back to it. Or it could also crash the program, or like we've seen. So questions about sort of this brief preview of what we'll learn are called page faults. Okay, so let's do a little sort of exercise on page table translation. So here I have a page table over here, and I have some memory. And we're going to say that we're, so I can fit things on my slides, using 8-byte pages. So our pages are 8 bytes, that's 2 to the 3 bytes. Which means that in this diagram, I'm showing you all the bytes in physical memory on this very, very tiny system. And the first physical page are these bytes, 00, then 11, 22, 33, written in hexadecimal. And the second page starts at this 8899, and so on. And that's physical page 0, then 1, and so on. And because we have addresses 00 to 3F, we have 6-bit physical addresses. And I have 5-bit virtual addresses. And we can like check that this is consistent with the table we have by thinking about how are these addresses divided up into our page number and page offset. Since we have 2 to the 3 byte pages, this means we need 3 bits for the page offset. So 3 bits tells us which of those 8 bytes to go to once we know the page number. Have those page numbers. We need 3 bits to know where in this first page to go, for example. And the page sizes are going to be the same, regardless of whether we're dealing with physical or virtual addresses. So that means our physical addresses are going to have a 3-bit page offset. And our virtual addresses are also going to have a 3-bit page offset. And the remainder is a page number. So our physical page number, which I'll abbreviate PPN, that's going to be 3 bits, which gives us 8 physical pages, and that maps with our picture here. And if we have 5-bit virtual addresses, that gives us 2 bits left over for the virtual page number, which indeed matches this page table I've shown here. Some questions on the number of bits for things? Yes?
Can you explain one more time the connection between the 8-byte pages and the 3-bit page offset?
Can I explain the connection between the 8-byte pages and the 3-bit page offset? Sure. So our page offset tells us once we know which page we're going to, where are the page to go. And we can count what are the locations within a page. So let's say we know we're in physical page 1 here. So our possible locations are index 0, index 1, index 2, index 3, index 4, 5, 6, and 7. So if we're writing that in binary, that's 0 through 111. So we need 3 bits to represent that index. And that's not coincidentally related to the number of bytes in the page, which is 8 or 2 to the 3. So that's where that how that 3 transferred. So it's just giving us enough bits to have, you know, unique, to get the index for everything in the page. Does that answer your question? Okay, other questions? I'm going to just make sure I didn't miss anyone. Okay.
Let's say instead of 8 bytes, you had 4 bytes, so that would be 2 to the second power. If that was the case, would you just have that be, so virtual address would be 4, and then physical address would be 4?
So the question is, let's say things where instead of having 8-byte pages, we had 4-byte pages. So in that case, what would change here? So that would change how we split up our physical and virtual addresses. And there's multiple ways we could imagine adapting the scenario to having a smaller page size. So one option would be that we keep these sizes the same, in which case, instead of having physical pages be 8 bytes, they'd be one row. So we'd have, instead of 8 of them, we'd have 16 of them. And our physical page numbers, instead of being 3 bits, would be 4. And our virtual page number, similarly, instead of being 2 bits, would be 3, and our table would need to be twice as big. So that would be one thing that could happen. We could have other things happen if we decide, oh, I want to keep the page number sizes the same, in which case, yes, the addresses would shrink. And our sort of contents of memory would shrink. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Okay, so we know how this works. Let's do some address translation. So I have some virtual addresses, I have a page table, I have the contents of memory, and I want to know when I read from address 18, what value am I going to read? Give you a little time to work on this. I would write things down, especially because a good first step here would be converting these to binary. Who would like some more time? Okay. People. I've done what I think is the good first step of writing out the addresses in binary. I've used 5 bits because I'm told the virtual addresses are 5 bits. And I've also sort of written out how our addresses, virtual or physical, divide up into page number and page offset, which is going to be helpful because one of the steps we want to do is figure out the page number from these addresses and then the page offset. Okay, so I'll go through our first example to start out with. So we have 0x18. So one thing I would like to point out that sometimes is a point of confusion here is that this is a 5-bit number because we're told virtual addresses are 5 bits. And I see a lot of people, when they get this, what they want to do is they want to write something like 0001. 1000, and that makes sense because each hex digit can be 4 bits, and that's true. But in this case, well, we aren't using all of those bits, and that's important because something sometimes I see people do is they say, "Oh, well, I know our virtual page numbers are 2 bits because that's what's in the table here, so I'll just take the first 2 bits of that." And if you do that without being careful about how big virtual addresses are, you'll get in trouble. Because the first 2 bits are the 1-1 here. Usually what I prefer to do is to sort of sidestep an issue by just always saying, well, to get the page number, I need to chop off the page offset. And the page offset, well, that's based on the page size, and we know that's 3 bits, so I'm going to chop off our bottom 3 bits to get our, I probably should do it in a less destructive way because we'll need it later, but we'll take this out, and this is going to be our virtual page number. And if we do the same thing to the one that had too many bits written out, that's not a problem because we're just taking out the bottom. We'll get the same thing. We'll get 1-1 as our page number, or also known as 3. So we go to row 3 of the table. So we have 0, 1, 2, 3 here. This row of the table, and that tells us sort of how this virtual page maps. So this is in the virtual page 3, so it's kind of the last 8 bytes of the addresses the program can use. But this table tells us that, well, first of all, it tells us it's valid. So this is important because it means that it does map to something. If that's not true, we have to ignore the rest of the row of the table. And then it tells us it goes to physical page 0. So if you remember from earlier, physical page 0, that's the first 8 bytes here. So one way I could solve this is by saying, OK, it's the first 8 bytes. Now I just need to figure out where in that first 8 bytes. Oh, that's the page offset. Here's our page offset. It's offset 0. And I get that it's this 00 that we're going to read if we access that address. Another way I could figure it out is I could say, well, let's find out the address first. So the address, for the address, we're going to take this physical page number here, 000, and we're going to merge it with the page offset, 000, and we're going to get address 00. We look that up in this table, and we got the same location. So questions? How I figure that out? Yes? What I mean when I say merge, I mean concatenate, because the way our physical addresses are constructed, the lower 3 bits are the page offset, and the upper bits are the page number. So I literally make a number by combining the bits from those two sources. Does that answer your question? Yes?
So will you always be given, like in the example, so will you always be given an example page table that tells you how many bits your virtual page number is in your physical?
Question, will you always be given an example page table that tells you how many bits your virtual page number is? Not necessarily, but you should be given enough information to find out how big it is. So in this case, if we didn't know how big it is from seeing the page table itself, we could figure it out based on virtual addresses only having 2 bits for the number, for the index. And that's another way we know how many rows there are. So like we have redundant information as to the size of the table in this case. Does that answer your question? Yeah. So the question is, what happens if I gave you a virtual address like, say, FF? How would that work for this problem? And what I'd say is that that's not a valid virtual address in the system because it doesn't fit in the addresses. Just like, if on a 64-bit system I gave you a 96-bit number and said that's an address, you'd say that doesn't work. Same thing would be true here. Other questions? Okay, so let's go on to our second example. So here we're going to look up page number 0, because that's our first 2 bits. 2 bits is our virtual page number. And that's going to get physical page 010. And we're going to combine that with our page offset of 011. So our physical, this page number translates into 010, and we combine that with our 011 to get the physical address 011111011, which we can write in hexadecimal as, as 13. So it's address 13 in the physical addresses, which is going to put us as reading this 4A here, assuming I didn't mess things up. Yeah. So when we read that address, we'll get that 4A value is what we'll extract out. And so I figured this out. I made my physical address by combining the physical page number I got from the index based on that first part of the virtual address, which was zeros in this case, with the page offset. Another way I could have used this index is that this is 2, so I can count 2 8-byte segments. So this is virtual page 0, 1, and 2. So we're in virtual page 2, so that's the third 8-byte segment of the physical addresses. And how far are we into that? We're 3 bytes, because that's our page offset. We're byte 3, I should say, starting with 0. So 0, 1, 2, 3. That would have been another way to find it out, without explicitly constructing the physical address. So question, isn't 0, 1, 0, 2, and not 1? I agree, but I'm writing this in hexadecimal, so our last hexadecimal digit is constructed from the last four bits, even though, yes, that overlaps both page offset and page number. That's how it works with the addresses of this size. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Where did I get the 1, 3? So the 1, 3, I first got this binary number of 010011. That's composed of two pieces. So the 010 comes from the first row of the table. Why I look in the first row? Because the address had page number 0. The 011 I just copied from the original last three bits of the address. Why three bits? Because that's the size of our page offsets. So that answer your question? Oh, how did I convert that binary to hex 1, 3? So I should make clearer that this is actually 0x13, so we know it's happening. And the last four bits of that are 0011, so that's 3. And then the next four bits are 01, which we could also write as 0001, which is 1. And because I know each hexadecimal digit represents four bits, I can just take chunks of four bits and convert them by chunks, and I don't have to do something where, like, put it in a calculator and divide by 16 and take the remainder to do the conversion, even though that will also work. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Okay. And then for this next to last address, I have 01 as the page number. So I look up this row of the table. So I get an address which is 111 as the first part. And then I have my page offset of 010 I copy. If we look that up in our table, that's going to be 3A, assuming I'm doing my mental hex conversion right. So we'll get that DC as our answer. And finally, we have 1, 3 as an address. So to look this one up, I'm going to take 10, go to that row of the table, and I find out, when I check its valid bit, which I kind of skipped over, but we have to be careful about doing it for every step, it's invalid. That means that this is not a map part of memory. The OS hasn't actually told the processor where this memory goes, and so this should trigger an exception. So this is an exception happens instead of the memory access succeeding. Questions about any of these conversions? Yeah?
Could you go over the 031 again, the hex 031?
Can I go over the 031 again? Sure. So we converted this into a virtual page number of 00. Those are the first two bits of it in binary. And the last three bits were 011. So that's just based on converting it to binary, reading the parts. We look up 00. Those first bits in our table, and we find out that it's valid, and it maps to page number 010. So that's going to be the first bits of our resulting address. And then I find out that I need a page offset. So I copy that from the original address. So I copy the 011 there, and I get address 13. But I'm not done yet if I want to actually know what's there. So to find out what's there, I look up 13 in the table, and that puts me here. Other questions? Yeah.
The offset always comes from the table size, right? And translate that over to like the first one, physical address, so they would have the same offset.
So the question is, the offset always comes from the page size? Yes. The size of the offset is always determined by, you know, determined by or can determine the page size.
And it's the same for both the virtual and physical addresses always?
Question, the offset size is always the same for virtual and physical? Yes. Because we always want the pages to have the same size no matter what view, whether we're looking at the program's view of pages or the real pages. Just the number of pages might be different between the two. Okay, so last time when we were talking about pages and page tables, we figured out that in more realistic scenarios, this table can be really, really huge. And that seems like a problem. And one solution to that problem is that we're going to store the table not sort of as a thing along on the side of memory. We're going to store it actually inside memory. So to do that, we're going to figure out a way to represent every row of the table as an integer. And generally, the processor manufacturer will decide what this looks like. Here, I've made an arbitrary choice that I'm going to make represent rows of the table as 15-bit integers. I'm going to make the top bit be the valid bit. I'm going to make bits 4 through 14 be the physical page number. And, well, because I'm using 16-bit integers, I had a few bits left over. That happens. Just not going to use them. And that's one entry, but we need a whole table of these entries. So we're going to have an array of these entries. So the operating system is going to set up a row of an array of integers, where each integer kind of contains information with this encoding. And it's going to point the processor to it by setting what we call a page table base register. So we're going to have one pointer that the processor is going to use to find this array. So this pointer is just the beginning of the array. And in memory, we're going to have, in physical memory, we're not going to use virtual addresses because otherwise we kind of have a chicken and egg problem where we can't read the table without itself. So we're always going to have a physical addresses here. And we can kind of interpret our memory as an array of these integers. In this case, an array of 16-bit integers. So starting at this address, in this case, 1000. So the first array element is at address 1000 and takes up 2 bytes. So it takes up, has 2 addresses. Then the next one's at 10002, then 10004, and so on. Because this is an array of 2-byte integers. And because of our encoding, the sort of high order bit of all these integers, we've chosen in this example to have, you know, represent the valid bit. The next few bits we've chosen to have represent the physical page number, and so on. And our processor is going to interpret sort of the contents of memory as the page table. So basically, by setting the page table base register this way, we'll have implicitly set the page table to correspond to the contents of those integers. So like we've set all the valid bits based on what's in that array in the top bit of each of those numbers. And we've set all the physical page numbers based on those bits. Yes?
So when you say you set the physical page number to 14, does that include both the page number and the offset, or just like the number itself?
So the question is, when I set the physical page numbers bits 4 through 14, does that include the page number and the offset? Just includes the page number? The offset's a different thing. And that's not something we stored in the table. So if you remember our example from the previous slide, our page table doesn't store offsets. Okay, other questions? So you can see, yes, sorry. Question, when I say the layouts chosen by the processor, does that mean the number of bits or the order it's represented? Both. Both will vary between different processors. Other questions? Okay, so we have this way of having our table in memory, and this is convenient because now we can answer the question of how do we store a big table? Well, we have a lot of memory probably, or at least more memory than we have like registers. And also answer the question, how do we quickly switch between tables? Well, we just change a pointer. But it does create a bit of a difficulty, which is might be like, what is the processor doing to deal with the table being in memory? And if the processor is not going to just kind of, when you change the page table base register, copy the page table into some other place, it's going to access it in memory in place. So this means that sort of the way the processor is going to end up doing a page table access is that it's going to take our virtual address, it's going to split it up into a page number and a page offset, and it's going to take the page number part and it's going to do an array lookup. How do we do an array lookup? We take the beginning address of the array, we add our index, and multiply by the size of each thing in the array to get the address of the particular item in the array. So the processor is going to do that. It's going to multiply our page number by the size of each thing in the page table. We're going to add it to the base address that's set in that special register by the OS. Generally, to make this efficient, the page table entry size will be a power of 2, so this multiply by a power of 2 is really a bit shift. And so it's really fast. So then it's going to go to memory, and it's going to get out a page table entry. It's going to figure out if it's valid or not, and it's going to get out a physical page number. That's going to be part of the page table entry. And it's going to combine that with the original page offset. And we're not done yet. We have the now we have the physical address that corresponds to the address the program started with. And we need to actually access memory. So something which happens here is that this scheme turns every memory access into 2 memory accesses. And if you're thinking about something we kind of alluded to earlier in the semester, where that the memory is kind of slow, this is not great for performance. So there's actually some extra things that are going to happen to speed this up that we'll talk about later related to caching. So we're going to have to do a bunch of extra work to make this fast. But for now, kind of our model is that basically we access memory 2 times for every time the program accesses memory. Once to look up the table entry, the second time to get the actual value the program's looking at. Okay, so questions about sort of 2-level scheme. Two access scheme. Yes.
Is that the physical page number that you wrote?
Is that physical page number that I wrote? Yes. Let's write this in a meant to write PPN. Not weird T. Other questions? Okay. And a term you might hear from various sources for the part of the hardware that does this operation is the memory management unit. That's a common name for the part of the hardware that handles this page table lookup. So let's do our sort of same exercise as before, but this time our page table is going to be stored in memory. So one thing I need to tell you is what did our processor choose as the format of that array? And we're going to say that page table entries, in this case, are 1 byte, where the most significant 3 bits are the physical page number. Then we have a valid bit, then we have 4 bits we don't use, and page tables are 1 page, which in this case is 8 bytes, which means there are 8 rows in the table. And I've told you that the pointer we've set as the beginning of the page table is 0x20. So 0x20 in these physical addresses is right here, And if page tables are 8 bytes, that means that the page table is stored in these bytes here. So we're going to look in there to find each of our page table entries. And since our page table entries are 1 byte, our first page table entry is encoded in the integer D0, our second one is encoded in the integer D1, and so on. And we have to refer to that sort of specification of how they're encoded to figure out what it doesn't actually contain. So the question here is, let's translate the virtual address 3.1 given this scheme. And like before, the first step I would like to do is convert this to a binary address. So I've done that here. 1 1 1 0 0 0. Yes. Oh, sorry. 1 1 1. Oh, I did this. Sorry. Yes. 1 1 0 0 0 1 would be the correct translation. I have it on my preview of the next slide, so really no excuse for doing that wrong. But yes. 1 1 for the 3, and then 0 0 0 1 for the 1. Who'd like some more time? Okay, a bunch of people. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. So I'll go through my first step. So have our address 110001, and we're going to divide that up into a virtual page number, which is 110, also known as 6, and into a page offset, which is 001. And the first thing we need to do is we need to get the page table entry. But this time I can't just look at a picture, I need to look at some numbers. So I want to get to index 6. Remember, our indexes are 0 base, so the first index would be 0. So we're here we're looking for index 6 of the table. I can do my kind of array element calculation. So I start with the beginning of my array, which I know is 0x20 because that's our page table base register. The base register is the base of the array. That's its value. And I want to get to index 6. So I add the index times the size of each element. And the size of each element is 1, because that's our page table entry size. Because each entry we're encoding in 1 byte. And that's going to give me 0x26. Another thing I could have done is I could say, OK, my table starts at this d0. So this is index 0. Then I have 1. Then I have 2. Then I have 3, 4, 5, 6. Either way, I end up getting to this f6. That's our page table entry. But we have to decode it. Right? It's just a number right now. We need to decode it to figure out what it means. So I have OXF6, I'm going to write this out in binary because of how my encoding's written. And I know that the most significant bits of that, the 3 most significant bits, I'm told up here, are the physical page number. So this is going to be our physical page number. I'm told the next bit is our valid bit. So this here is the valid bit. And all this stuff is other. Okay. Probably we aren't going to have a use for. So like we did before, we're going to check the valid bit. Is it valid? Well, the answer here is yes, it is valid. So we'll proceed. We won't have an exception happen. And then we're going to take the physical page number and combine that with our page offset. We're going to go back to our physical addresses, where a page number combined with a page offset. So we need to fill in both of those pieces. And that page number does not have a Q in it. So we're going to take our page number, which we just saw was 111 from the page table entry we looked up. And we have our page offset, which is going to be unchanged from the original address. So we're going to get 001. So that's the final address we get. And if we convert this back to hexadecimal, this is 39, which is this 0C here. So that's where in memory we're going to end up actually accessing for this program. Questions about how I did this process? Yes. Question, isn't this really inefficient because I have to do 2 physical accesses to do one access one thing? So yes. So the reason why this is not going to be such a problem in practice is that we're going to have lots of caches added to it. And those caches are going to make those lookups a lot faster in the common case than going to the full slow memory. And we'll talk about how those caches work over several weeks. And we'll actually have an assignment on them labeled the TLB assignment. Yes?
Is the offset used to get the original
F6? Question, is the offset used when we're getting the original X6, or is the times 1 just a size? The times 1 is just a size. So I have a worked out version of this with some colors that may or may not be helpful. And And I guess there's a few colors I could have added. So here, this 0x20 is that 0x20. Questions about this example? Yeah.
So it's like a peak, like a peak address, is that like corresponding to the left section on like the peak diagram?
The question is, what does the page table entry address correspond to on this picture?
Yeah.
So the page table entry address is our page table entry address. It's the place we look up that first thing in memory, which tells us the page table entry. Does that answer your question? Yes, up there. Question is, the reason why we're looking up a memory address to look up another memory address because the tables are so big that that's how we have to do it? Basically, yes. It also makes switching between tables easier. Yes, up there. So question, does this mean that we have several pages in this page table that happen to map to the same thing? Yes. So the question, so you're saying the page table is in page 4 of physical memory. So does that mean that they occupy the same space, that physical page 4 and the page table are in the same space? Yep. And in fact, if we had a page table entry that pointed to page 4, we could use it to access the page table from the program directly, like actually access the contents of the page table from the program. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, other questions? Okay, so there's another example on the slides if you want to do it yourself. We'll go on to talking about some logistical things. Now, the upcoming assignment that's going to start next week, and spans 3 weeks on the calendar, the page table assignment. So the assignment is to simulate page tables on top of normal program memory. So you're adding your own page tables, and yes, you're implementing a system that already uses page tables, so we'll have two layers of page tables. In the assignment, what we're going to call a virtual address is an address that will pass as arguments to your simulation functions. And a physical address will be, what we'll call in the assignment a physical address will be your program addresses, your normal pointers. We know those are really implemented with another layer of page tables, but that's not what you're dealing with in the assignment. You're dealing with the page tables you're simulating. And you're going to implement a little API where we get to configure PO bits. This is the page offset bits. So this indirectly sets the page size because we said how big the offsets are is related to the page sizes. And also a parameter called levels, which we'll talk about in a bit when we talk about multi-level page tables. So far we've only seen one level page tables. And the first part of the assignment only deals with levels being one. And your API is going to provide a global variable called PTBR, which is going to be the physical address of the base of the page table that either someone set up for you or you are going to set up. And we'll have a function called translate. So the translate function is going to take a quote-unquote virtual address as an argument. It's going to use that page table base register to look up a page table and translate it to a sort of quote unquote physical address, a normal pointer that we could dereference and do things with. We're returning a void star because we don't know what type it is. So whoever's calling this to actually use that pointer, we need to cast the void star to the type they care about. And you're going to return the special value, which has all ones in it, when the page table either isn't set up yet, or you look something up in the page table and it's invalid. We also have a page allocate function. So this function also takes a virtual address, but what you're going to do within that function is you're going to set up the page table to be to include that address as a valid address by filling in the page table entry and possibly allocating the page table and setting the page table base register for the first time. So basically, translate is sort of simulating what the hardware would do, what the hardware does, and this allocate is simulating what the OS does. So the hardware looks up things in the page table, the OS fills out the page table, so you're implementing kind of both parts in the assignment. For the first, the assignment's gonna have multiple submissions. For the first week, you can choose, one of translate or page allocate to get working, for PO bits always being 12 and levels always being 1. But for the final submission, we'll expect both of them to work. So to maybe illustrate more clearly what translate does, if we wanted to test translate, we're going to somehow set PTBR to point to a table. And your translate, in this case, is going to take virtual addresses, look them up in that table that PTBR contains a pointer to. Pointer to represented as a number, but it's still, you're going to need to convert it back to a pointer. And it's going to look up the addresses. So in this example, PO bits is 12, which means that the bottom 12 bits of our addresses are page offset. So those don't affect what row of the table we look in. So for this address, we have a page virtual page number of 0. It's not valid, so we get the sort of special value for invalid, a 1 set. Here, we're looking up page number 1. It goes to physical page 9999, so we make an address combining the virtual page number and the page offset. Some questions on this sort of high-level view of what the translate function does. Yes? How do we store this table in memory? So the format is specified in the assignment, so we've specified what the processor would specify about how is each row implemented. When levels equals 1, which is what we're going to do for the first part of the assignment, it's just an array of entries, and the entries are 8 bytes, and we tell you how they're encoded into an 8-byte integer. Other questions? Okay, so we also have page allocate. So page allocate is going to take a virtual address, and it's going to fill in the page table. So let's say our page table base register starts out at 0, sort of representing a null pointer. If we call page allocate with an address that has a virtual page number of 1, it's going to make PTBR point to a table which has a valid entry for index 1, and that valid entry is going to point to a physical address that you're going to allocate. And for the assignment, you're required to allocate it by calling the function POSIXMemoLine. You might say, wait a moment, we learned about memory allocation functions CSO1. None of them were POSIXMemoline. Why aren't we just using malloc? We'll get to that in a second. But before I get to that, questions on sort of what this function, what the page allocate function does, sort of in the assignment. Okay, so POSIXMemoline. Why are we using POSIXMemoline? So note that we need a physical page number, which means that you need to allocate a whole page. And you might say, oh, but I can malloc that much. The problem is malloc might give you something where the addresses kind of span two different page numbers. POSIXMemoline lets us avoid that, because the way POSIXMemoline works is it has this alignment argument, and it guarantees that the address it returns is a multiple of that alignment. So we can make sure that the address is a multiple of the page size, therefore that the beginning address has all zeros in a certain number of bits. If we choose pass 2 to the n as an alignment, the bottom n bits will be 0. So another thing that I should mention about POSIXMemoline is that the way it works is that it takes a pointer to fill in. It doesn't return the memory it allocates. It fills in a pointer you pass via a pointer to pointer. This is kind of similar to how in the WorldOp assignment, your string split took a numWords parameter that it filled in based on a pointer rather than returning that value. Same kind of concept, but this is how it returns the address that was actually allocated. Questions on POSIX Memoline? Okay, so the assignment has a couple, three submissions. Most of the points are on the last submission. And this means that everything will be tested again in the last submission. So if you don't finish something for the first submission, you should still do it. The reason I have three submissions is because I have observed that if I just say submit everything at the end, that there is a significant number of students that works out really poorly for. Otherwise, I would just do that. We have a code review in lab after the reading day for this. This is a special type of permitted collaboration for having a code review, and shortly after the code review, there's the final submission deadline. So the idea is that you can go over your code and critique other people's code for this assignment during that lab time. And then you'll have a few days to apply that advice to fix up your final submission. Okay, and one thing from the requirements for the assignment I want to mention is that the page table entry format I mentioned is specified in the assignment, and it's specified in a way where the page table entries have a physical page number in the top bits of the address, and then some unused bits, and then a valid bit. And the number of unused bits sort of happens to map out exactly right, so we can take a virtual or physical address and just zero out the page offset to almost get a page table entry. This is not a coincidence. This is meant to help you. And this is actually a common thing processors will do, is they'll kind of make the address where the page number is in the address match where the page number is in page table entries, so it's more convenient for processor and the OS. Okay, so next time we're going to talk about something that comes up in the assignment, which has to do with the assignment references multi-level page tables. So what are those? And our kind of preview is that, you know, if we have huge page tables, like even this array idea is too big. And the trick we're going to use is that, well, if we look at a typical program, we have these big spaces of memory that don't hold anything. So we're going to use, rather than an array ultimately, we're going to use some other sort of data structure. And when I've asked people what to use in the past, most of the time they say, oh, use a hash table. That's a great idea. Some processors have done that. That's not what's won today. Almost all the processors you'll use today instead use a tree-type data structure. But this is a very peculiar tree. And kind of the way it looks is that we're going to divide up our virtual page number into two pieces. And we're going to use the first piece to figure out which row we go into a what's called a first level page table. So we'll have an array for the that we call the first level that will use the first part of the virtual page number. And we'll have the second piece used in the second one. So for example, our first part in this example is the top few bits here, which is why everything that starts with 0x1 goes to this row, everything that starts with 0x3 goes here. Then we use the next bits to figure out which row of the second level table. So we'll talk more about exactly how this works next time, but that's what the second part of the assignment is about implementing that, in addition to sort of having both translate and page allocate.